Gambit Rocks wants to know.
Hi.
Hi, Gambit Rocks.
wants to know, have you considered the Roland V1 HD or the new Blackmagic ATEM HD?
ATEM.
ATEM.
What you're asking, I believe, is whether we have, because we've talked a lot about upgrading, how can we upgrade the studio? How can we make it so that switching is more efficient? Because right now, I'm touching a touchscreen monitor and it works really well. And if I want to like zoom in and do that kind of thing, but I'm using digital zoom and it's not perfect and those kinds of things. So with Telestream Wirecast, with an ATEM, with one of these Roland devices, it's a piece of hardware with a bunch of buttons on it.
Oh, okay.
So instead of software, it's hardware that does a similar kind of thing. You plug all your cameras into it and you push the button.
Yeah, it's like a little switcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you use your foot to do it?
You probably could get an external pedal to do it.
That would be fun, actually.
Do you want to just be able to kick it?
And it's like playing Rock
cameras?
Band. There you go. Let's go.
There you go. Yeah. Can you trigger it with a drum pad?
That'd be awesome.
And then it just changes
cameras. Hook it up to your bicep Absolutely. And then just flex when you want to change the camera.
There you go. Watch out. It keeps switching cameras every time I walk on the set. I haven't really looked at them because they're like $1,000 each. And, we use Telestream Wirecast. I love it. I stand by it. It's fantastic. It does a lot of stuff that those kinds of hardware switchers can't do because it's software. So we're not limited to a hardware device and the capabilities of the hardware. If they want to add a new feature, they add it to the software and it comes out with the next release. So, so I love that about Telestream Wirecast. There are some advantages to those kinds of switchers, the hardware switchers. In particular, I think of an environment where if we were doing more in the field stuff, like traveling, then I would think that would be something really cool. We have an audio flight rack that you can't see, but Henry and Sasha can. It's a flight box, and we can put the lid on it and take it with us. It'd be cool to have something like an ATEM switcher in there so that if we're doing in-the-field recording, we don't have to take the giant 200-pound server with us. Yeah. That would be kind of cool. But in our environment, we're so stationary that this works really well for us, and I think it's cost-effective. And it's kind of the route I want to take is sticking with PC.
I do have a request.
Sure.
So my TV is 4K, and I have like a 4K up. My TV is really high definition.
Up converting Blu-ray or something?
Yeah. Everything is really super clear.
Okay.
Can we not do that ever?
Us do 4K?
Please, no 4K.
Oh, you were asking if we could
never do it.
Okay.
Because y'all like me right now. But I'll tell you, in 4K, that's clearer than clear.
Well, clear. 1080p is clear. This is clear.
This is good.
1080p is fantastic.
Even 720 is.
Sure.
Awesome.
But what happens is when we want to zoom in like this, digital zoom means now it's a little bit fuzzy.
It's the same amount of pixels, but it's like you're losing them, right?
Yeah, we kind of are. So the next best option might be what's called a pan-tilt zoom camera.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to look at one of these, and I've never ever considered it before as an upgrade for the studio, but how cool would it be for us to get another camera, maybe put a DSLR on either side for the close-up shots that we normally use, but a pan-tilt zoom camera allows us to move around the camera as if there's a camera operator with optical zoom.
Does it actually track your face, or do you have to like wear like
it
a little
doesn't track
tag?
I haven't seen one that tracks, but no, it's controller based.
So you
set up pre-shot shots or preset shots,
and it would just move and
you push a button. Do you want to see a clip? So this I had the opportunity to try one of these.
Look at that nose.
Look at that nose. But look at the clarity. So this is me acting shocked because I've never seen such a cool camera. This is a PTZ camera from PTZ Optics is the name of the company. So this was just me before hours checking things out. So it has a nice autofocus, and I can... Yeah, thanks a lot.
No, that was a good
I can get in there real close, and you can see... Look at my ear there, how crystal clear that is. So if we were doing product demonstrations and things and being able to zoom in with that kind of clarity, now that's how quickly the lens will move
from
one location to the next.
It's like the R2-D2 camera.
And I'm just kind of moving it around there, and there's the controller. And so what I've done is I've set up a couple of presets, but you can see the zoom is nice and smooth, so you can get nice zoom transitions, and you can pan it around the screen. So it's actually physically moving the lens, and then when you're happy with it, you can set the shot. So with us, we could have one that zooms in on Sasha, and I just set it just like that. So see, I just set one to 5, and I can switch between 5 and then go back to 4. and it's just like that.
That's
and
there are
that's your entire
amazing.
Switcher in
Isn't
your
that
hand.
Cool? It's kind of like a switcher. So it gives us a whole bunch of new opportunities. And it, even though it's only 1080p, because it has optical zoom, it gives us this really good crystal clarity and the ability from here to be able to control the camera.
Is that something we could do?
It's something that would cost us a couple of $1,000s just to get started.
It's something we could do.
It's something that hypothetically we could do if viewers like you wanted to stand behind a project like that, which would be an upgrade. So we would add that as a third camera here on the set. And it may be the answer to some of the questions we've had. How can we improve the video quality? You look at Sasha's camera, which unfortunately went a little dark here, and that's because
good.
Of the... That's the exposure. I think I said it incorrectly. But that is how clear that 1080p camera is, just a DSLR. So one on either side of us, we have two. This is one. And then a PTZ in the middle. And we'd be able to move that camera anywhere on the set, including down on the desk, so that we can get close-ups and of product and things like that.
Or we could get like a 360 camera and have like a VR.
No. No.
So we have, could just watch every
We have
view.
360 cameras. It is a brutal amount of work. I love
it.
I think it's
it.
Awesome, but it's so much post-production. It's way too much work. Yeah. This is something we can work on the fly, live, hit record, hit stop when we're done, and the show's over and we're good to go. So, I love it. What do you think? Post your comments below. If you want to support it, please head on over to donate.category5.tv. Throw a little bit in the tip jar, or a lot if you're able. As I mentioned, it's going to cost at least a couple of $1,000s in order to get that going with the camera that we were looking at. I'd like to see something like that with a controller that is not a TV remote style controller. Right. You can get something that will just push a button and it will switch to the different shots.
Like
but that's something that, you know, hopefully will be in the cards for us in the future. And we're all volunteers here, so we appreciate all your support. And regardless of whether that's something you want to support, please do consider supporting us on Patreon. That helps us to pay our rent each month and all the other expenses that we have here at the show. So thank you very much for all of those of you who have been supporting us, and also buying through our partner links and all the other cool ways that you can pitch in
There's
to help us out.
Tons of fun, cool ways, and y'all are great.